This means that the earlier people get treated, the less likely they are to transmit to their sexual partners, correct?
So this is really good news, especially for Africa that has the highest rate of infections.
If we could roll out therapy to a larger number of people, we believe that we could reduce the number of new transmissions. So not only could we benefit persons for their own sake, but we could reduce the number of transmissions. However, resources are not adequate at the present time to offer therapy to persons at the higher CD4 count levels, a global public policy issue.
What are some of the challenges that you encountered in the trial? Because it does say that there was at least one couple where one of the partners was infected.
Correct. It's tough to take pills every single day. I myself have hypertension and I have to take pills every day. I'll occasionally forget to take those pills. And so it's tough for anyone to go on chronic lifelong therapy. And if someone doesn't even feel sick, they have a higher CD4 count, they don't feel ill themselves, they may forget to take their medicine, or they may decide to stop taking their medicine. Now, we don't know yet the detailed circumstances of the one individual who got infected despite the partner taking medicines, but it'll be very interesting to find out perhaps that partner didn't take their medicines regularly. I'm just speculating, but that's a possibility, and we need to look into that.
UNAIDS and WHO have just hailed these results and are pushing for this treatment to be available to as many couples as possible. Yet they do say that it should be used in combination with other HIV prevention options. What are those?
Well, a discordant couple, in other words, one person is infected and the other person is uninfected, would be very advised to use condoms. That is a highly reliable way to prevent transmission from the infected to the uninfected individual. It would be advisable to continue those reasonable prevention efforts. But there will be circumstances in which couples choose not to use condoms. For example, there are couples that are trying to get pregnant. And this might be a circumstance in which if one of them is on antiretroviral therapy, they can substantially reduce the risk of transmission of HIV without disrupting the integrity of the reproductive process. So we do think that there may be couples as well who have chosen not to use condoms and would benefit from the antiretroviral impact of therapy and prevention of transmission.
As the principal investigator, does your work end here or what's next?
Well, the HIV Prevention Trials Network is doing a dozen different studies of various strategies and technologies to prevent HIV transmission. So by no means does our work end here. We're very pleased to share with the world this one success, but there will be many persons at risk who are not in couples, who do not know the status of their sexual partner. We need better strategies to reach everyone with testing, to engage them in care. There are many other prevention strategies that need testing, and so our work is not done.